Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, Text 68. Yata hi yuyam nripa deva dustyajad apad gana Uttara Atmanaha Prabhu Yat Pada Panke Ruha Sevaya Bhavan Adara Sin Nirjita Dig Gajaha Kratun Yata hi yuyam nripadeva dustya jat Apad gana tutara atmana prabho Yat pada panke ruha sevaya bhavan. Adara shin nirjita diga jakratum. Yatahi yumyam nipadeva dustya jad. Apad ganad uttara atmana prabho Yat pada panke ruha sevaya bhavan Ahara shin nirjita diga jakratun Yata hi yuyam nripadeva dustya jad. Apad ganad uttara atmana prabho. Yat pada panke ruha sevaya bhavan. Ahara shin nirjita digaja kratun. Padganadu Tara Atmana Prabho Yat Pada Panke Ruha Sevaya Bhavan Arachi Jirajita Dikchakratum Yatahi Yuyam Nipideva Dustya Jat Apad ganad uttara atmana prabho. Pare panke ruha sevaya bhavan. Ahara se nirjita katakjum. Yatahi yuyam nipadeva dusya jat. Apad ganad uttara atmana prabho Vaishnavis. Yatahi Uyam Nipadeva Dushyajat. Apadganad Utra Atmana Prabho. Yapada Pankeva Sevaya Bhava. Ahara Sanir Jita Digga Chakratum. Itadi Yam Nipadeva Dushya Jat. Apadganadu Kutamana Prabhu. Alapake Rasaya Bhava. Sinir Jita Digga Chakratum. Yatahi Uyam Nipadeva Dustya Jat. Apad Ganad Utra Atmana Prabho. Yapada Panke Rasaya Bhava. Ahara Sinir Jita Digga Chakratum. Yatha, as, he, indeed, yuyam, all of you, Pandavas, Nripadeva, O Lord of the kings, human beings and demigods, Dustyajat, insurmountable, Apat, dangerous conditions. Ganat, from all. Uttarata, escaped. Atmanaha, own. Prabhu, of the Lord. Yatpada pankeruha, whose lotus feet, Sevaya, by serving, Bhavan, yourself, Aharashit, performed, Nirjita, defeating, Dikajaha, the most powerful enemies, who were like elephants, Kratun, ritualistic ceremonies. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. O King Yudhisthira, because of your service to the Supreme Lord, all of you Pandavas defeated the greatest dangers posed by numerous kings and demigods. By serving the lotus feet of Krishna, you conquered great enemies who were like elephants, and thus you collected ingredients for sacrifice. By His grace, may you be delivered from material involvement. Please repeat. O King Yudhisthira, because of your service to the Supreme Lord, all of you Pandavas defeated the greatest dangers imposed by numerous kings and demigods. By serving the lotus feet of Krishna, you conquered great enemies who were like elephants, and thus you collected ingredients for sacrifice. By his grace, may you be delivered from material involvement. Purport. Placing himself as an ordinary householder, Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired from Narada Muni how a griha mudha di, a person who is entangled in household life and who thus continues to remain a fool, can be delivered. Narada Muni encouraged Maharaj Yudhisthira by saying, quote, "You are already on the safe side because you, along with your entire family, have become a pure devotee of Krishna," end quote. By Krishna's grace, the Pandavas conquered in the Battle of Kurukshetra and were saved from many dangers posed not only by kings, but sometimes even by the demigods. Thus, they are a practical example of how to live in security and safety by the grace of Krishna. Everyone should follow the example of the Pandavas, who showed how to be saved by the grace of Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness movement is intended to teach how everyone can live peacefully in this material world and at the end of life return home back to Godhead. In the material world, there are always dangers at every step. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. Nonetheless, if one takes shelter of Krishna without hesitation and accepts the shelter of Krishna, he can easily cross over the ocean of nescience. Samashrita ye padapalava pavam mahatpadam punya yasho murare. To the devotee, this great ocean of nescience becomes like a puddle of water in the hoofprint of a cow. A pure devotee, without embarrassing himself by trying for elevation in so many ways, stays in the safest position as a servant of Krishna, and thus his life is eternally safe without a doubt. Omigana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Melitanyena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the verse again, O King Yudhisthira, because of your service to the Supreme Lord, all of you Pandavas defeated the greatest dangers posed by numerous kings and demigods. By serving the lotus feet of Krishna, you conquered great enemies who were like elephants, and thus you collected the ingredients for sacrifice. By his grace, may you be delivered from material involvement. So in the verse, it's mentioned that Yudhisthira and the Pandavas collected ingredients for sacrifice. You know, after the battle of Kurukshetra, Yudhisthira was feeling a little concerned that, you know, he and the Pandavas had killed so many of the opposing forces. So even though there was no fault because they were carrying on their fighting activities on the direct order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore they were free of all karmic reaction for the activities they committed, still, as an example to human society, Yudhisthira Maharaj on the instruction of Vyasadeva and other sages, decided to perform three Ashvamedha horse sacrifices, which are very huge sacrifices requiring tremendous amounts of wealth and brahmanas and ingredients and arrangements on a massive scale, sort of like arranging Super Bowl or something like that. So he had to gather wealth. Now, because of the war, the treasury was all expended. He didn't have any wealth immediately at hand. So Vyasadeva reminded the Pandavas that in the Himalayan mountains there was much gold that had been left by an ancient king called King Maruta. This King Maruta had lived millions of years before in the Satya Yuga. You know, the Battle of Kurukshetra took place at the end of the Dwapara Yuga. So ages ago, millions of years ago, this King Maruta had been instructed to perform a sacrifice, and he was faced with a similar dilemma, where to get the gold, where to get the wealth. So a sage instructed him to go to a particular mountain where there was a lot of gold, and you know, this is described in Mahabharata. And he extracted the gold, he mined the gold, and then he had his workers convert the gold into all the types of implements, all the many implements and instruments that were needed for the sacrifice that he was to perform. So he performed this huge sacrifice. And then afterwards, it became a question, well, what to do with all these gold plates and gold sacrificial implements? There were lots of them, tons of them, many tons of them. So he distributed them to the Brahmins, but the Brahmins couldn't carry them all, so they left a lot of them behind. And even then, there were gold objects that he couldn't distribute, so they were all buried, lost millions of years ago. So Vyasadeva, being Trikalagya, knowing past, present, and future, knew that these were still there in the Himalayan mountains, this Mount Munjaban, it was called. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in his purports that today, adventurers may go and seek it out. But I think some have tried. But Vyasadeva actually sent his brothers, you know, Arjuna, the other Pandavas, out to get the gold for him. And they went to the place, they found it by Krishna's grace, and they found, you know, they conducted excavations, and they dug up all of these golden artifacts, and they took it back to Hastinapur in kind of a caravan, it's described, you know, a big, long caravan carrying all this gold. So in that way, Arjuna was the main one who was responsible, so he got the name Dhananjaya for this. Dhananjaya means the winner of wealth or the collector of wealth. And, you know, from my point of view, this is very interesting in terms of archaeology because the archaeologists, both the Western archaeologists and the Indian archaeologists, say that archaeology began in India in the 16th and 17th century when Western travelers came there and started, you know, digging up old ruins and exploring the old temples and things like that. Even the Indian archaeologists say that. But, you know, sometimes I go to the archaeology conferences and I explain to them, actually, it's not true that archaeology began in India when the Western European explorers started going there in the 16th and 17th century. So long before that, during the time of the Mahabharata, during the time of King Yudhisthira, they were excavating. You know, the Pandavas went out in its day. They excavated these lost golden artifacts that had been left by King Maruta. So at that time, these sacrifices were being performed. And Srila Prabhupada comments that even in those days, it was difficult to gather the gold and other ingredients and train Brahmins that were necessary to carry out a huge sacrifice like the Ashvamedha Yajna. Said, so what to speak in the present day? It's very, you know, difficult to get gold. What does gold cost now? $1,500 an ounce. Does anybody follow it? And Srila Prabhupada was commenting on the currency, the paper currency. You know, decades ago, when you had a dollar bill, it would say it was redeemable in gold or silver. You know, it was like a promissory note that you could exchange it. But, you know, recently the government changed all that, so it's all just paper. Now, I said, we just have stacks and stacks of paper, so that's our wealth today. Or now they have what they call bitcoins, you know, web currency. But but still, we have to perform sacrifice. Yagyai Sankirtana Prayara Yajanta Hisu Meda Saha. In the age of Kali, the recommended sacrifice is the Sankirtan Yajna. And, you know, there are different ways to perform this sacrifice. Some of them don't cost any money, and some of them cost some money. It doesn't cost anything to go out and with Mridanga and Kartals and chant the holy name of the Lord. Maybe a little money for parking and gas. We can chant the Hare Krishna mantra for nothing, for free, really. But in this age, our acharyas have also recommended, as part of the Sankirtan Yajna book distribution, the distribution of transcendental literatures. So that is also a sacrifice. So there are devotees who are performing that sacrifice of gathering the wealth that's necessary to print and distribute transcendental literatures all over the world. And it's a vast enterprise. It requires trained devotees to, you know, produce and distribute those transcendental literatures. So we're not performing Ashvamedha sacrifice or any of those types of sacrifices that are recommended for previous ages, but we are performing the Sankirtan Yajna. So it's also mentioned in the verse that the Pandavas defeated the greatest dangers posed by numerous kings and demigods. Of course, the Pandavas were fighting King Duryodhana and the others in his party who represented the forces of darkness in the world at that time. It's described in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata that various demons were taking birth in the royal families at that time. And for their nefarious purposes, they were trying to take over the world and were to some extent succeeding, but Krishna had his plan to counter that. So Krishna and his devotees took birth also in various royal families to counteract, you know, the activities of the demons. And for that purpose, Krishna arranged the Battle of Kurukshetra. You know, so sometimes, you know, years ago there were these Star Wars movies. But it's a real fact. There are big cosmological battles that go on, you know, with beings from other levels of reality trying to influence events here on Earth. Of course, there are the Asuras. They're trying to influence events on Earth. But Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Supreme Controller, he's also trying to influence events on Earth. So the Pandavas, Yudhisthira and his brothers, Nakula, Sahadeva, Bhima, and Arjuna, were fighting these Asuric kings on Krishna's order on the Battle of Kurukshetra. And they were victorious. But it's stated here they were also getting some opposition from even demigods. So on the Pandavas had been exiled. So they spent, you know, many years wandering in disguise in the forest, undergoing many adventures. You know, all this is recounted, and you know, some of it in Srimad Bhagavatam, more of it in the Mahabharata. On one occasion, when they were in the forest, they encountered a Brahmin who had these sacrificial sticks that had been stolen from him by a deer. So he asked the Pandavas to help him. You know, the Kshatriyas are supposed to help the Brahmanas. So they went searching around the jungle for this deer. They got tired and thirsty, so they needed some water. So one of the Pandavas, Nakula, I think it was, he climbed into a tree and he looked, and in the distance he saw a lake. So Yudhisthira said, go to the lake and see what it's like, see if we can get water there. So he went, and as he was going to touch the water, try to get some of the water, a voice came out of the sky saying, this is my lake, and you can't touch it unless you answer my questions. So he couldn't and fell down, apparently dead. So he didn't come back for a while, so Yudhisthira sent the next brother. Same thing happened to him. He sent the third brother. Same thing happened to him. Finally he sent Arjuna. You know, Arjuna went, and he also succumbed in that way. So finally, Yudhisthira himself went, and he could understand they're not dead. And you know, but although they weren't moving, they were lying, like immobile. They weren't able to communicate, but he could tell they weren't dead. So he was wondering what's going on here. And he also heard the voice from the sky saying, "This is my lake, and because you know your brothers have come and they haven't answered my questions, therefore they're in this state. And the same thing will happen to you." So he saw it was apparently a crane that was speaking, but it later it turned out to be Yamaraj, actually, who was, he was actually the father of King Yudhisthira by Queen Kunti. Queen Kunti was the mother. Yamaraj, or Dharmaraj, as he's sometimes called, the Lord, not only the Lord of death, but the Lord of religious principles. He was testing Yudhisthira and the Pandavas, and he asked them a series of questions, numerous, numerous questions, and Yudhisthira answered them all, including the very famous question, "What is the most wonderful thing of all?" And Yudhisthira replied, "The most wonderful thing of all is that although everyone can see that everyone is eventually dying, you know, their mother has died, their father has died, grandfather, grandmother, still they're thinking it's not going to happen to them. That's the most wonderful thing. And we're all kind of victims of that illusion." But because he answered those questions, he was able to revive his brothers and get some benedictions from Dharmaraj, from Yamaraj. So the Pandavas, they were overcoming all kinds of obstacles, the obstacles of opposing forces, even the obstacles posed to their activities by demigods sometimes. Once Arjuna fought an aborigine, appeared to be just an aborigine, and he was having a hard time defeating him, but it turned out to be Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was pleased with his fighting abilities and gave him a weapon as a benediction. So, you know, the point that's being made in this verse is that, yes, when in life we're going to confront all kinds of obstacles and dangers, but if we're properly situated in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, by following the instructions of his representative, the bona fide spiritual master, then we're properly situated. And, you know, Krishna promises, Name Bhaktiya Pranashyati. You know, my devotee will never be vanquished. It says, Arjuna, declare it boldly, my devotee will never be vanquished. And Arjuna was the perfect example himself, or Yudhisthira as well. So Krishna protects his devotees. So if we're following the order of the spiritual master, if we're chanting our 16 rounds, we're following the principles, we're carrying out some preaching activities under the guidance of proper authorities, then we're properly situated. So I'll stop there. Any question or comment? All right.
Thanks for a nice class, Prabhu. I just had a couple or some kind of related questions. Just kind of about like the sequence of events going on here. I guess one thing was it mentioned that this king Maruta or this king he was a king in Satya Yuga, but I didn't think there were any kings in Satya Yuga.
Well, apparently there were some. It's mentioned in the Ramayana that he was living in a Satya Yuga. So apparently there were some. Huh? Pururava. Yeah. That could happen.
Then also, I was wondering, you know, if Arjuna gets this name Dhananjaya after he gets, you know, because he secures all this gold, why is it that during the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna refers to or calls him Dhananjaya?
He's saying if Arjuna got the name Dhananjaya after the battle of Kurukshetra, why did Krishna call him Dhananjaya during or before the battle? So Krishna's tree Kaligya, he could know the future. They're good questions. Shows you're paying attention very, very closely, so that's good. Okay. Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.